local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into a beautiful Wednesday afternoon episode of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, only on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today with our top three stories, local, state, national news, entertainment, pop culture, a little something for everybody, as we like to do around here. Text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 850-262-6111. As we start on this Wednesday, I thought it was interesting, Austin, looking at the Channel 3 A block there, the 4 o'clock news, anchored by Karis Harmon and Tanner Stewart.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it happens every year, but I have a good enough memory to know that it's happened the last 2 years here.
What's that?
In our local area. A controversy around something that somebody wears at a graduation ceremony or an end of school year awards ceremony.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you can speak to anything that would have happened during your high school days or not. I distinctly remember last year there being a multi-day controversy of media stories and follow-ups and all this about a pair of shoes that a graduate wore at, I think it was Tate High School. And they were, you know, they put out their dress codes. They say, hey, professional attire, you're not going to walk if you're wearing this, 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 and this. And there was some dispute about whether the shoes in question were appropriate or not. And then, you know, the parent gets together with the school and the district and everything. And, you know, kind of we all move on with our lives. There was a story in the A block about this time a senior at Milton High School having to do with his hair apparently not being able to fit a cap. I'm not sure if this is, I assume, the graduation cap or whatever. It didn't sound like it was the actual graduation ceremony, more like an award ceremony. But again, another social media firestorm brewing here that Channel 3 was tagged in a lot of posts. And so, of course, they do a story where they talk to the mother and then they talk to the school and just try to figure out what's what here. But we have now had, in back-to-back years, some sort of controversy, social media storm centered around something that somebody's wearing at a graduation or post-school awards event.
Yeah.
So it is the season, I guess. But, yeah, so that was interesting. Of course, we've got updates on a couple of recent shootings that have happened in our area over the last couple of days. We'll get to that in our local headlines as well. In our top three stories, the Biden administration today says it will move forward with the new $1 billion weapons package for Israel.
We've been very clear that when it comes to their security, that continues to be ironclad. There is no change there. We believe that they need to be able to defend themselves.
Karine Jean-Pierre, press secretary, the administration announcing the package includes tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. And this comes a week after the White House paused a shipment of bombs after the IDF announced an assault on the city of Rafah. President Biden and Donald Trump are set to square off in general election debates scheduled for June and September.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, maybe twice.
Yeah. Oh, also, an obvious jab at his criminal hush money trial. I thought that was going to be in the soundbite, but he said, hey, I hear you're free on Wednesdays, which is the off day in his criminal hush money trial.
That was clever. I'll give him that.
So the two will be participating in a CNN debate on June 27th in Atlanta, and then a second debate will be hosted by ABC News on September 10th. So mark your calendars accordingly.
Yeah, do you remember how like Logan Paul and KSI fought, and that was like a big deal for like social media people a little while back? Do you know what I'm talking about? It was before Jake Paul really came onto the scene.
No, I don't. I can't say that I do.
Well, bottom line is, it was something that, like, unless you're a fan of either of those people, you don't really care. I get the exact same vibes off of that Biden-Trump announcement. It just sounds like a clout-chasing, like, stunt. It's a presidential election. That's the saddest part. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Anyone who relates to that, I guess, let us know.
Yeah. A preliminary report is revealing new details on the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. NTSB says cargo ship Dolly was leaving the harbor on March 26 when it lost electrical power and propulsion before striking the support pier, causing the bridge to collapse. Investigators also determining the ship suffered a blackout on March 25th, the day before it left the port of Baltimore. So that's pretty interesting as well. That's a look at our top three stories today. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at traffic here, several spots of note currently. Let's see, we did have an accident report a little while ago on Scenic Highway. This is right where Olive Road meets Scenic. Still have some minor congestion in that area, nothing too severe. However, we do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards where, towards Softly Field Road. Yeah, that's a pretty common area of interest there. Gulf Breeze Parkway giving us more issues than usual. This is if you're traveling both east and west from Gulf Breeze and Oriole Beach. Anywhere in that area, we got some backups there. No confirmation of an accident, though.
Texture said there is no accident, just bad traffic.
Oh, okay, cool. And then also on Gulf Breeze Parkway, a pretty usual spot here if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Got some issues in that area. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Hurlburt Field and further west past Windhaven Beach. And the last main spot is Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Patchy fog is possible during the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. We'll have some sun mixed with just a few clouds on Thursday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. The weather dry on Thursday, but we have high rain chances on Friday and Saturday. Pockets of showers and thunderstorms likely to move through. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Today, the sheriff's office still seeking any information following yesterday's drive-by shooting on Diego Circle, led to three people inside a home being injured with gunshot wounds. Sheriff Chip Simmons says they believe that shooting is tied to at least some of the shootings that have been reported over the last few weeks.
You just don't care about the surroundings either. You don't care about a school being nearby. You don't care about kids being nearby. You don't know whose children they are. All you care about is yourself and getting some sort of revenge.
That includes a triple homicide at West Jackson Square and another ambush-style fatal shooting 2 days later on Topaz Avenue. The suspect vehicle, a stolen 2018 Hyundai Sonata, has been located, but still no suspect information, only that the car was occupied by three or four males. Meanwhile, Pensacola police today saying an arrest was made in connection to a shooting at Club Paparazzi Sunday night. 31-year-old Javon Booker was arrested this afternoon, accused of shooting another man at least three times.
Chief Randall has made it perfectly clear that shooting in Pensacola is not going to be tolerated. That's why he has absolutely no problem having our partners with the DEA, the Florida Highway Patrol, and the U.S. Marshals assist us with these type cases in order to bring them to a quick conclusion.
PPD's Mike Wood says the arrest was made near Belmont and DeVillers Streets today. Booker now charged with carrying a concealed weapon and firing a deadly missile inside a building. In the city of Milton, City Attorney Alex Andrade filing a lawsuit today against Mayor Heather Lindsay over a series of public records requests that he says Lindsay is refusing to cooperate with.
The culture at the city, it needs to be reasserted that compliance with Florida's Public Records Act is a non-discretionary ministerial obligation of everyone holding a position of public trust at this city.
Last night, the city council voting 6-2 to authorize Andrade to move forward with that lawsuit. Council members Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow voting against. Andrade says multiple times over the last several months, he's made multiple requests that centered around the efforts to hire Scott Collins as city manager, including communication between Lindsay and former clerk Don Molinaro and at least a dozen other individuals. And an updated offer for the OLF 8 property in Beulah coming this week from the Beulah Town Center LLC. That's the Fred Hemmer-led group. It's for $25 million for 290 acres. Commissioner Jeff Ragosh says that there is, in addition to that offer, one on the table from local businessmen Cliff Moe and Ryan Chavers, and a possible third party from Alabama that is going to be visiting the area next week. So we could have some movement here. They will discuss the offers on the table at Monday's commission meeting. We'll take a break there at 4:20. State and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu. Go here.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy. Pensacola Christian Academy is now enrolling 4 and 5 year olds for kindergarten. You can register now and enroll at pca.com, the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Again, that is Pensacola Christian Academy. Let's see, looking at our traffic here, it's a bit more of what we touched on in our last update. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile still has some mild congestion, as we often see at this hour. Same can be said for the backups on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. And we do have some backups downtown, of course, but that's nothing new. We did have an accident report on Scenic Highway. That's near where Olive meets Scenic. And we still have some minor congestion in that immediate vicinity, but it is not too bad. Same cannot be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is if you're traveling either east or west, anywhere from Gulf Breeze to Oriole Beach. And as you continue eastward from Oriole Beach closer to Tiger Point, we've got some problems in that area as well. And lastly, it's just two spots here, two more usual suspects, no less. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing Hurlburt Field, we've got some issues there, and that's going to continue if you travel westbound through Windhaven Beach and then Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight may include a little bit of fog, and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. More sunshine on Thursday, nice and warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Rain is back late this week. In fact, the rain chance on both Friday and Saturday is on the high side. Look for scattered thunderstorms to move through the area. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. In our state news, the man accused in a crash that killed 8 farm workers in Marion County is remaining behind bars following his initial court appearance.
Right, good morning, sir. Can you state your name, please?
Brian Howard.
Right now, this court is going to hold you on a no bond on all 8 counts, sir.
And the 41-year-old is reportedly under a suicide watch in jail. Police say he was behind the wheel of a pickup truck when he sideswiped a busload of migrant workers from Mexico who were on their way to work at a watermelon farm.
And what could be a key piece of evidence in a girl's death is now into custody of the FWC. Investigators yesterday seized a boat that may have hit and killed 15-year-old Ella Adler last weekend. She was water skiing in Biscayne Bay when she was hit by a boat that fled the scene. The boat was found behind a home in Coral Gables. FWC says the boat's owner is cooperating.
The boyfriend of a missing Polk County woman is in custody almost a year following her disappearance.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I just got out of prison. Now you go missing. So what am I going to do now? Everybody's looking at me like I did something to you.
That was Russell Carroll back in October. Today, Auburndale police say they've charged him with grand theft after he redirected money from Tanya Whipp's account to his own. He's currently not facing charges in connection to her disappearance. She was last seen June 29th of last year.
And Publix is making sure Floridians don't go hungry. The Lakeland-based grocery chain says it is donating 100 million pounds of produce to Feeding America, partner food banks to help people experiencing food insecurity. The amount is enough to fill 6 Publix stores wall to wall, and at least half of the overall donation is going out to 7 nonprofits in Florida.
And the biggest supporter for Florida's recreational marijuana amendment may be the medical marijuana industry. Here's Chris Trankman explaining why.
That's because the once hot market for new customers for medical pot is burning out. Some 900,000 Floridians have medical marijuana cards, but recreational weed could create millions of new customers. Trulieve, Florida's biggest cannabis company, has provided $50 million to the effort. The Tampa Bay Times reports its CEO believes with the state's tens of millions of tourists, Florida could become the biggest weed market in the world. I'm Chris Trankman.
Oh, okay. Looking at our top 3 stories again here before the Fox News update, the Biden administration is moving forward with a new $1 billion weapons package for Israel that includes tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. This following their pause on a shipment of bombs to Israel following the assault on the city of Rafah. President Biden and Donald Trump say that they've got 2 debates scheduled for this election cycle. One will be next month in Atlanta on June 27th. That'll be on CNN. The other debate will be on ABC on September 10th. So prepare your DVRs and calendars accordingly, as you were. And a preliminary report is out following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The NTSB says the cargo ship Dolly lost electrical power and propulsion before striking a support pier. The day before, it was determined the ship suffered a blackout and And again, that's the day before, so definitely troubling news for whoever owns that cargo ship there that, you know, obviously the ship not necessarily seaworthy before moving on and causing the deaths of six people. Fox News Update, Your Money Now, coming up.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Opening statements today in New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's corruption and bribery trial in New York City. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Charges include fraud, extortion, obstruction of justice, as well as that Menendez acted as a foreign agent of Egypt. He's accused of trying to stop investigations into or help out in other ways three New Jersey businessmen, but also of helping Egypt's government in exchange for cash, a car, and gold bars.
Menendez denies any wrongdoing. His wife also facing charges, but will be tried separately. Congress has voted to reauthorize the Federal Aviation Administration. The bill now heads to President Biden.
The agreement passing both the House and Senate with significant bipartisan support. The five-year, over $100 billion agreement includes funding to hire more air traffic controllers and address runway safety.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Cisco was out with quarterly results that topped expectations on both the top and bottom lines, though sales were down from the year-ago period. The networking giant posted an adjusted per-share profit of 88 cents and revenue of $12.7 billion. It also slightly boosted its full-year revenue guidance. In response, Cisco shares are up 4.7% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular action, stocks rallied, the major indexes all earning fresh closing highs. The Dow Industrials jumped 350 points, the S&P 500 rose 61, and the NASDAQ Composite leaped 231, or 1.4%. Could TikTok be getting a new owner? Billionaire businessman and real estate mogul Frank McCourt announced today he's putting together a consortium to purchase TikTok's U.S. business, adding to the ranks of investors hoping to benefit from a new federal law requiring TikTok's China-based parent company to sell the popular platform or face a ban. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesmatage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. It's clear with the Falcons drafting Michael Penix Jr. 8th overall that Kirk Cousins won't spend the entirety of his 4-year contract in Atlanta. I wish Kirk never signed with the Falcons so we could see Michael start right away. So where could have Kirk signed? The Raiders clearly need a QB, but it would have been awesome if the Seahawks found a way to move on from Geno Smith and sign Kirk this past offseason. I'm Zach Gelb.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action?
Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Thinking about a side hustle? Why not turn your hobby into a home-based business with a home embroidery machine from Daryl's of Pensacola? Daryl's Sewing has many embroidery machines to choose from, and they have single-needle or multi-needle machines, plus plenty of thread and supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Speaking of highways, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. It's a bit more of what we've been touching on so far this hour. We do have some backup still if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field Road. And we do have a little bit also on the parkway if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Also, it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling either north or southbound, whether you be approaching 9 Mile Road or traveling from 9 Mile approaching I-10. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound approaching 10 Mile Road is giving us some problems as well. Beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach and then further eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Hurlburt Field and then a bit later on westbound traveling past Winhaven Beach. And the last main spot's going to be Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Patchy fog is possible during the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. We'll have some sun mixed with just a few clouds on Thursday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. The weather dry on Thursday, but we have high rain chances on Friday and Saturday. Pockets of showers and thunderstorms likely to move through. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
National news today. Slovakia's prime minister is fighting for his life after an assassination attempt. That's Robert Fico, who was shot several times in Handlova, around 100 miles from the county, country's capital. According to a statement on his official Facebook page, Fico is in a life-threatening condition, and video shows police tackling the alleged gunman.
And the grandson of Jimmy Carter says that the former president might not have much time left. Speaking at a mental health forum, Jason Carter said that his grandfather is doing okay after being in hospice the past year, but that he is coming to an end. That's his quote there. At 99 years old, Jimmy Carter is the oldest living president in U.S. history.
Opening statements underway in the corruption trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez.
The jury selection is now complete in the senator's bribery case. It took nearly 3 days to select 12 jurors and 6 alternates after attorneys went through an initial pool of about 150 people. Menendez is accused of taking bribes, including cash and gold bars, in exchange for helping 3 New Jersey businessmen. The senator's wife is also expected to stand trial for her alleged role in the case, but her trial has been delayed because of health issues. Senator Menendez has pled not guilty. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
And a bridge in Galveston, Texas is damaged after a barge hit it this morning. The vessel hit the railroad side of the Pelican Island Causeway that connects Galveston to Pelican Island. It's the only way on and off the island. A large piece of the bridge fell due to being hit by the barge, but officials say no injuries or rescues have been reported. Crews are assessing the damage to the bridge.
Donald Trump's ex-lawyer Michael Cohen is expected back on the stand when the criminal hush money trial resumes. Cohen told the jury the former president orchestrated the scheme to falsify business records and hide the $130,000 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. The defense, trying to portray Cohen as a liar who was a convicted and disbarred lawyer who lied to Congress as well.
And Wall Street is closing with stocks higher. This comes after the release of April's Consumer Price Index. It's also as the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed at record highs. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 349 points to 39,908. The S&P 500 rose by 61 to 5,308. And the NASDAQ gained 231 points to 16,742.
Tonight, the NFL schedule is fully released. Very exciting stuff there. We'll get on some of the games that were announced today. I know Austin's excited about one in particular. We have, of course, continuing NBA and NHL playoff action. 6 o'clock start time for the Cavs and Celtics. It's in Boston, and the Cavs are down 3-1. So can they stay alive? Do we know if Donovan Mitchell is playing in this one?
I am not sure, but I think even if he is out there, Boston's at home and the Cavs, I think they're just feeling pretty defeated, especially after their most recent loss. Because even without Donovan, they lost pretty close.
And Mavs and Thunder follows that one at 8:30. I believe that's 2-2.
Yes.
With the series back in Oklahoma City. So there you go. NHL, we have the Avalanche and Austin's Dallas Stars starting at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Yeah. With the Stars holding a commanding 3-1 lead. No shot they blow that, right?
No. They better not. They better not. Let's see. Also, well, just to touch on the NFL stuff you were talking about earlier, the reason why Joe thought I'd be a happy camper is because the NFL is heading to Netflix. The streaming giant will be the exclusive home for the league's two Christmas Day games this season. I'm sure people are thrilled about that. The doubleheader will feature the Chiefs and Steelers and the Ravens and Texans. It's part of a 3-year deal that will also see Netflix stream at least one Christmas Day game in 2025 and 2026. This marks Netflix's latest move into streaming more live events. Not crazy about that. A lot of Steelers fans are kind of like, okay, well, Christmas is ruined this year. But also, it's just like, it's going to be at noon on Netflix, and I'm going to be at my aunt's house. I'm not even going to be able to watch it live anyway. So it's just like, because I'm going to be celebrating Christmas, you know, so.
Well, the Christmas celebration should be done, though.
Oh, not the way my family does.
No?
No. I mean,
You guys like to prolong the inevitable?
I don't know. I don't know when we when exactly we go to you know, celebrate Christmas, but it's probably like late morning. So if the game kicks at noon, we're going to be there.
Why wouldn't your aunt have the game on?
I don't know if she has Netflix, and not only that, but I don't think anybody else.
Well, that's my big problem is because Netflix is one of the I think few streamers that have cracked down on password sharing. So if you're watching the game, you got to have your own account, or you know, you could stream the games, but that of course has questionable legality as well. So I would never encourage anybody to do that.
I think the last time we had a Christmas Day game, though, it turned out well. It's been years. And the full international schedule is out ahead of tonight's full schedule release. The Packers and Eagles are playing on Friday, September 6th. That's going to be in Brazil. Then it's the Jets taking on the Vikings in London on October 6th, while the Jaguars play the Bears on the 13th. The final London game will again feature the Jags and Patriots on the 20th. And then on November 10th in Munich, Germany, the Giants will play the Panthers. Man, it really is becoming an international game for sure. My special game sucks. What do you think of Bears and who are they playing against?
The Jags.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
two teams on the cusp of postseason, huh?
Yeah. You know, look, the Jaguars are the de facto London team anyway. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've talked about that before. The owner, Shad Khan, also owns Fulham, a London Premier League club. I think, and look, Jacksonville's ponying up today. In fact, I think they announced like kind of the plans for the stadium conceptual designs and how that's going to be funded. So Jacksonville's doing what they need to do to keep the NFL in Jacksonville. But the owner has certainly a very vested interest in London and having the NFL in London as much as possible. And the Jaguars being the team that is over there twice. this year. I don't know if they've done that in the past years. I know the Jags have been over there pretty much every year since he owned the team. But
and as you said, they have done quite well.
You know, we knew, the Bears fans, we knew that this was coming this year for several months, and it was just assumed that it would be the Jaguars that we would play. But so that's final. I understand that you have a grievance with the NBA because Vince Carter, his jersey is being retired, but not by the team that you would think would be retiring his jersey.
Yeah, the Nets are retiring it. It's not as much a grievance with the NBA, it's a grievance with Toronto.
I do not, well, that too. I do not remember Vince Carter on the Nets.
Really? That's where he had some of his best years, but it's like his obviously most iconic era was with the Raptors. I mean, he was there longer.
His best years was with Toronto.
Exactly, and that's the thing. It's like that's his most iconic era. He was there the longest and stuff. He put that young franchise on the map. It's a bad look for the Nets to beat us to the punch, especially when Vince had
a
very
controversial
exit.
Oh, that's right.
You're a
Raptors fan. I got the connection now.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
All right.
Let's see. 4:45, another very quick check of the roads and weather here. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 miles. Still got some problems there. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 miles. Going to cause you some issues as well. We have some, you know, issues here and there on Blue Angel Parkway and maybe some on North Davis Highway, neither of which are too severe. Just something to look out for. Still got that accident report on Scenic Highway near Olive Road, but it's hardly causing any congestion at this time. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach to Tiger Point is heavily backed up. Same could be said for Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound past Hurlburt Field. And then there's going to be a little bit more runoff from that if you're traveling past Windhaven Beach. And then it's going to be Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight may include a little bit of fog, and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. More sunshine on Thursday, nice and warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Rain is back late this week. In fact, the rain chance on both Friday and Saturday is on the high side. Look for scattered thunderstorms to move through the area. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
The Department of Justice says Boeing violated an agreement involving fatal 737 crashes that protected the aviation manufacturer from criminal charges. In a filing, the DOJ says Boeing broke a 2021 deferred prosecution agreement by failing to design, implement, and enforce a compliance and ethics program to prevent and detect violations of the U.S. fraud laws throughout its operations. Boeing has 30 days to respond, so quite a good news year for Boeing.
Oh, yeah. Inflation was down slightly in April. Consumer prices were up 3.4% for the previous 12 months. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And the cost of gas and shelter accounted for more than 70% of the monthly inflation numbers.
Record-high mortgage rates are forcing many Americans to continue renting, and developers are capitalizing and building new houses for rent at an unprecedented rate.
In 2023, 93,000 new single-family homes for rent were completed. That's 39% more rental homes in 2022 and the most in any year ever. According to Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies, median American renters spent 31% of their income on housing, but that's nothing compared to the cost of home ownership. In March of this year, the average monthly mortgage payment had ballooned to 38% more than the average monthly apartment rent. Rental builders are betting that home unaffordability means even relatively affluent Americans will remain renters. Aaron Rayal, NBC News Radio.
And just a quick preamble to some good news. The number of overdose deaths is down for the first time in 5 years. New preliminary data from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics show about 107,500 people died from drug ODs last year. That's around 3,500 less than 2022. Despite the drop, overdose deaths in 2023 were still almost double the number from 5 years ago. Synthetic opioids like fentanyl were involved in almost 70% of overdose deaths.
Big day for Netflix. Of course, they get the NFL Christmas package, and also confirming that Happy Gilmore will be hitting the links again. Happy Gilmore 2 is happening. Adam Sandler will be back in the sequel to the 1996 golf comedy. Got to have Shooter McGavin in the movie, too. You have no idea who that is.
I think we've talked about it before, actually. But no, I haven't seen it. Speaking of streaming platforms, a Jeopardy spinoff is coming to Amazon Prime Video. Pop Culture Jeopardy will be the first time a version of the game show has been created for a streaming service. The iteration will focus on categories from music and movies to sports and celebrities. Contestants will play in teams of three, according to Variety.
A miniature poodle, the big winner at the 148th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Sage was crowned Best in Show. chosen number one among 2,500 dogs from more than 200 breeds. A German Shepherd named Mercedes placed second.
I mean, it's a cute dog, but poodles are just so pretentious, it does not surprise me at all. And lastly here, it seems Kendrick Lamar is taking the victory in the rap beef battle with rival rapper Drake. That's at least according to the numbers. The Compton rapper has dominated the Billboard Hot 100 over his Canadian counterpart, with Kendrick's diss track, Not Like Us, debuting at number one this week. The song is proving to be the most popular out of all the tracks released in the feud, as it's become a viral sensation in social media videos. Have you heard it, by the way?
I haven't.
I have. It's pretty good, can't lie. And pretty vulgar as well.
4:50, we'll take a break on that note. Back with a recap of the day's top stories, wacky stories, and good news next.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked a lot about Jerry Seinfeld's outstanding commencement address at Duke University. You know, the one that got reported as people protested and walked out? Yeah, 30 or so, but 7,000 stayed and listened, and it was amazing. And we talked with Mayor Reeves about the noise ordinance enforcement starting tomorrow. Also, how the children's book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, is the best analogy I've heard yet for what's going on with these protesters. Listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Dance club officially open.
Yes, that's what we're here for. News first and club in second. Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 4:55 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather. Still got some minor backups into places we've already been touching on. The intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. Maybe a little bit on Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Also, Blue Angel Parkway if you are traveling northbound towards the intersection with Highway 98 or southbound towards Dog Track Road. Oh, look at that. Blue Angel Parkway's got a few problematic issues here. But the biggest problems are going to be on the two parkways, whether it be Gulf Breeze Parkway or Navarre Parkway. On the Gulf Breeze one, if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, you're going to be backed up well past Oriole Beach at this time. And on Navarre Parkway, we've got issues traveling westbound in front of Hurlburt Field and then a lot more as you pass Winhaven Beach. The last major spot's going to be Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight may include a little bit of fog and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. More sunshine on Thursday, nice and warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Rain is back late this week. In fact, the rain chance on both Friday and Saturday is on the high side. Look for scattered thunderstorms to move through the area. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, looking at our top three stories again, the Biden administration now saying that they will move forward with a $1 billion weapons package for Israel. It includes tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. President Biden and Donald Trump set to square off in general election debates, one scheduled for next month, June 27th in Atlanta. That'll be on CNN. Also on September 10th, ABC News will have a second debate there, so mark your calendars for those. A preliminary report today revealing details on the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The NTSB says the cargo ship Dolly was leaving the harbor when it lost electrical power and propulsion before striking a support pier. The day before, the ship suffered a blackout as well. So let's look at our top three stories. What's happening here in the wacky stories making the rounds today? Well, pretty interesting one, I would say. Not so much, well, maybe a little bit wacky, you tell me. But we've, of course, this week we've spent a lot of time on AI-related stories. And
yeah.
One in particular we kind of hinted at that people would, I think it was the dating app, right? But wasn't there also something where you could have like an avatar or something like for when you die? Or wasn't that in?
You could use AI, like give it information about a dead person and it would answer the way the dead person
okay,
may.
Okay. Yeah. So this one goes a little bit further than that. A 61-year-old German man with terminal cancer is in the news because he spent months training an AI to act just like him so it can interact with family and answer questions even after he's gone.
Going is hard, but when you know that something stays back, that your legacy is staying in the vault and is available for your children, grandchildren, for the generations after, this gives you a kind of, at least it gave me a kind of closure.
Michael Bommer is the first customer for a service called Eternos that creates your own AI double. You tell it your thoughts and memories, so it learns to mimic your personality, voice, and can even generate new ideas similar to what you may think up. They asked him 150 questions about himself and his life, and he spent several weeks answering them at length. He and his wife got to see his AI in action for the first time last month and came away very impressed. It costs between $10,000 and $15,000, and there's already a wait list to sign up.
As I said about the whole answering questions the way a dead person might, it's just, you know, it's weird, but it's also kind of sad.
Does it make it better that rather than just kind of having the AI like assume or guess what somebody might say, that the person was actually alive and investing on their own to come up with this AI system thing where he is the one that is funneling this information and he's taking the time, weeks if not months, of basically being himself and asking or answering these questions truthfully? Does that, I don't know. I mean,
I think that does make it better, yeah, than somebody else taking it upon themselves to do it. I do think that. Here's another controversial thought. Are taco sandwiches? Well, a judge in Indiana ruled that yes, they are, because it's that important, of course. A man named Martin Quintana has been trying to open a taco place in a strip mall in Fort Wayne, but he ran into some red tape thanks to a contract that limits the type of restaurants allowed. It says you can only get a place that sells made-to-order or Subway-style sandwiches, so he sued, claiming tacos and burritos are sandwiches. His case has been making its way through the legal system, and a Superior Court judge just ruled on Monday that yes, they are sandwiches. There could still be an appeal, and the next judge might disagree, but he ruled that tacos and burritos are basically just Mexican-style sandwiches.
Any thoughts on that? Do you agree?
I mean, people try to bring up the textbook definition of sandwiches. I mean, like, I guess. I don't know. As I said, I don't really care.
Pretty good news today. A 17-year-old from Chicago just walked in her graduation ceremony this month after earning her doctoral degree. Dorothy Jean Tillman was homeschooled before entering college at age 10. In 2020, she earned her Master's of Science and then a year later was accepted into the Doctorate of Behavioral Health Management program at Arizona State. She says for now, she'll be just like any other teenager, figuring out what her specific dreams and goals are. She has already founded a leadership institute that emphasizes the arts and STEM education, so she's well on her way for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And a set of quintuplets just graduated from Montclair State University in New Jersey. They all earned their diplomas, and they're all in different majors. They were born on July 4th, 2002.
Very cool.
That?
Yeah. Channel 3 News at 5 coming up now on Pensacola right now.